identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
Five, seven, CFW, 80s, 90s, some more. I want to say good morning to Sandra, listening at work. She said she listens every day to 105.7 WCFW. She found us about 6 months ago, and the station hasn't changed since. Well, thank you.
Can you just
like an Egyptian.
Claire Mornings with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
With a little love and some tenderness, we'll walk upon the water, we'll rise above the mist. With a little peace and some harmony, we'll take the world together, we'll take them by the hand. 'Cause I got a hand for you. Oh, I wanna run with you. Yesterday I saw you standing there, your hair was down, your eyes were red. No comb I touched. Walk
the best that I can. Oh, best that I can.
From Lake Altoona to Lake Chetek, we're your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. It's time for your good news story of the day with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
All right, this is pretty interesting. The Wimbledon tennis tournament was happening. Did you know that it's one of the biggest tournaments in the world, that players use around 55,000 tennis balls during Wimbledon? That's a lot of tennis balls. So what happens to them? Well, a lot of them are sold to raise funds for charity. Others are used to support one of the smallest and most vulnerable mammals in the UK, the harvest mouse. They've partnered with the Wildlife Trusts. The All England Lawn Tennis Club donates used tennis balls to be turned into safe, waterproof shelters for the little mice. With a simple hole and a pole, the balls become ideal nesting spots, helping protect females and their little young ones from predators. The program has been running for about 15 years and gone a long way, they said, to helping save the little harvest mice, which have lost much of their natural habitat due to modern farming. But because of their little tennis ball homes, they're thriving. That's pretty cool.
Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW. Claire and the Chippewa Valley's at work station.
All day at work, my radio's on.
105.7 CFW.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. Cause the love that you gave that we made wasn't able to make it enough for you to be open wide.
90s and more.
105.7 CFW.
Smith, What It Takes, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more on our website, WCFW.FM. I just dropped a brand new blog on there for you to check out. It's back. Swing by there, see what it's all about. All right. In the meantime, Blondie is on 105.7 CFW.
Can't.
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Five seven CFW 80s 90s more. It's Mike along with you. Don't forget weekday mornings about 8:15. I do the birthday and anniversary shout outs for you, brought to you by Lasker Jewelers. You need to get somebody on the birthday or anniversary list. You can do it anytime. You don't have to wait until the day of or the day before. You got somebody that's celebrating a birthday at the end of August. You can drop me a text right now. Do it through the Civic Media app. Drop me a text. Let me know who's celebrating and when, birthday or anniversary, and I'll make sure that they get on the list when that day rolls around. If you don't have our free Civic Media app, well, problem solved. Go to your app store, download the free Civic Media app, search 1057 CFW, and there we are.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 1057 CFW. Big deals.
1057 CFW Big Deals is all your local favorites this summer. Chickadees, C&J Scoop Shop, Carl's Barbecue. Don't see your go-to spot? Email info at WCFW.FM and tell us who you want on our menu. Plus, take advantage of big savings on our gift certificates all summer long. Go to WCFW.FM, click the Big Deals banner, and feast on delicious savings with 1057 CFW Big Deals.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hands a big win to the environment. The court ruled it's unconstitutional for a legislative committee to block rules created by state agencies. The decision means good environmental rules now face an easier path to getting to the finish line and becoming law. For years, legislative vetoes by a handful of legislators stymied a long list of environmental protections. After more than 30 years, the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program is going unfunded. Money for the legacy program was stripped out of the budget by the Joint Committee on Finance. The program helps preserve our state's wildlife areas and fisheries through land purchases and grants. Now that the budget has been signed, it's unclear how the vital program will continue, although there is talk of a standalone bill that would revive it. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Proposed legislation to withhold the salaries of suspended judges was introduced in the Wisconsin State Legislature on Thursday. The bill comes following the suspension of Milwaukee Judge Hannah Dugan, who was criminally charged after being accused of helping an undocumented immigrant avoid arrest by immigration authorities in her courtroom. The legislation was co-authored by State Representative Shea Sortwell and State Senator Corey Tomchek, who said Judge Dugan should not be continuing to collect her pay while facing federal charges. Months after the completion of the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history, Judge Chris Taylor has announced record fundraising for next year's election. This week, Judge Taylor's campaign announced it has raised nearly $584,000 with nearly 4,800 contributions from all 72 Wisconsin counties during the first fundraising period of the campaign. That mark is significantly higher than the roughly $460,000 raised by Justice-elect Susan Crawford's campaign through this point last year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is investigating a report of a Barron County woman being attacked by a black bear on Saturday. According to a press release, the 69-year-old woman reported the attack at around 2 p.m. on Saturday. She was able to escape the bear and call 911 before being taken to a local hospital for treatment. DNR officials say they attempted to track the bear with the help of a trained dog, but the search was unsuccessful. They also set several bear traps in the area and plan to euthanize the bear when it is found. St. Croix County is inviting residents to a nitrate screening clinic in Wilson on Tuesday. The clinic will be held at the Wilson Community Center from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Tuesday, giving area residents a chance to have their drinking water tested for the potentially harmful substance. The results of the nitrate screening will be provided at the clinic after testing, and county officials will be available to answer any questions residents have about their well water. Anyone interested in attending the screening should bring about 8 ounces collected within 24 hours prior to testing. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
Bright and hazy today, with mostly sunny skies and wildfire smoke, and winds barely moving. High temperatures today will flirt with 90 degrees. And then tomorrow, still staying sunny. It'll be hot, though, with high temperatures smacking 90. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
CFW.
Seen each other in a dream. Seemed like he knew me.
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. That's going to do it for me, Mike Piquet. I'm stepping on out. Have yourself a great Monday. Thanks for letting me hang out with you. Let's do it again tomorrow, shall we? I hope we will. Laura McKenna in next to keep the music moving along through your workday. Have a fantastic one. We'll chat tomorrow, okay? See you then.
CFW.
Never in love. never survive. I'm waiting as my heart beats just for you. Come on and take my hand and I'll pull you through.
One thing will never change till you want them to. Oh, after the rain washes away the tears, all the pain, all the after the rain, you never again. Oh, oh, after the rain, you'll see the sun to light the way. All the after the rain, can you hope to find true love again?
Your workday fly by with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more on 105.7 CFW.
Lay down your tracks. You could have
WCFW-FM